Springfield police estimate there were around 2,500 people at Saturday's protest rally for racial justice on Park Central Square. On a hot and humid day, speakers challenged the crowd, skeptical they were as mad as they were last weekend when protests were held at Glenstone and Battlefield. One person asked the crowd, "Did you all settle down and get comfortable again?" But people who went to the rally are eager for change.
I'm here because I'm tired of people taking lives that aren't theirs for the taking. And I hope that this rally kind of brings more awareness because a lot of people just ignore things.
Lydia Prescott was there with her friend Helena Spigner.
I come out here because I have 9 siblings and obviously we're all black. And my youngest sibling is 2 years old and I would love for him to live in a world where he doesn't have to be afraid to walk outside his house every day.
Spigner and Prescott were joined at the rally by their friend Madeline Cody. The three are from Buffalo, Missouri, and Spigner says she's been the victim of racist comments numerous times.
I've been told to go back to Africa. I'm half black and I went from Omaha, Nebraska, so nowhere near Africa. People love to use the N-word but not give us any credit for anything. And no respect, so I would love to see that change.
Cody says she saw racism, quote, all around her as she grew up in a small town in the rural Ozarks.
In our 6th grade choir class, she's my best friend since 6th grade, and she's been called the N-word on multiple occasions. And just discrimination has to end, and I believe that it can end with our generation.
Sadly, Spigner says she's become accustomed to being targeted because of her race.
I honestly have no words anymore because it's kind of like a day-to-day thing, and when you get used to it, you get used to it, and it shouldn't have to be that way.
No justice!
No peace!
No right
there!
Cornelius Johnson moved to Springfield from Chicago, Illinois almost 9 years ago.
Well, this is right here, my first time being out here, so I was curious, for real. But while I'm out here, you know what I'm saying, I like the way that everybody is coming together and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, when I guess a lot of people wanted to be a race riot where black and white people going against each other and stuff like that. But actually everything turned around on me and everybody is coming together and being more peaceful. So actually, I mean, I actually came out here to be a spectator. And I mean, man, I mean, it is going so good. I'm surprised.
He talked about what he hopes the rallies will lead to.
Oh, I pray that, shoot, that everybody be equal. You know what I'm saying? Black people be equal to white people and stuff like that. You know, they don't, that white people don't see us no less or nothing like that.
He was in prison for a time before coming to Springfield, and he saw a lot of racism there. And he sees a lot of inequity in Springfield. He recently worked as an electrician and was the only black person at his workplace.
You get a lot of this and a lot of that and a lot of this, you know, and as a black man, you have to hold your composure. You know what I'm saying? You have to let things go that you're not used to letting go, you know, because you don't want to lose your job. And then when you do speak to the supervisor about it, you know, what they will say is, well, everybody is talking about you. So in other words, that makes you the problem instead of checking them and seeing what the real problem is.
He'd like to see more black-owned businesses in Springfield and more black police officers on the city's police force.
You know what I'm saying? So that our side can have a voice too. You know, when ain't nobody up in of our color, of our race, then we have no voice. This right here is the only way we have a voice if we come out here and protest.
He says he's fearful of getting pulled over by police because of what's happening to black people across the country at the hands of law enforcement officers.
I mean, just the police behind me, period, I feel threatened. I mean, seriously, because I know what they will do. You know, I mean, and you don't have to be on none of that, you know, and I mean, and you could be telling them the truth and everything else, but they don't want to hear that. They don't want you to say nothing because they want to do what they want to do. You know, they got that badge, they got that gun, and they hiding behind that, you know what I'm saying? But now, I mean, people coming back, now black people coming back, and they saying, look, you're not going to hold us down no longer. If we have to fight, then we have to fight, but we'd rather not take it to that level. You know what I'm saying? We want peace. We just want to be heard just like we want to be loved just like everybody else loved. You know, we want people to walk past us and say, hey, how you doing, instead of just, you know, looking down at the ground and keep on going. Are you waving? They look at you crazy. You know what I mean? Come on.
But Johnson says he sees hope in the younger generations.
Now it's to the point to where we break in that cycle and we all come together. So I'm just hoping to see a great outcome where, I mean, everybody holding hands, hugging, you know, and just enjoying each other.
We're out here to condemn the racist police lynchings of Breonna Taylor, of George Floyd, and to stand in solidarity with black people who have faced nothing but 400 years of oppression in this rotten system.
Ryan Miner pointed out that the site of the rally, Park Central Square, was the site of the lynching of three young black men in 1906. And he says the history of racism in the Ozarks haunts the community to this day.
In the Ozarks, we have a terrible history of racism. I mean, we didn't have a slave population like the Deep South did. But after the Civil War, a lot of black people moved here because there was a huge vacuum of people that left because this whole area was just basically guerrilla warfare day in and day out from here to North Arkansas. And, you know, in the Jim Crow era, we saw lynchings in Pierce City and Springfield and Fayetteville and many other places that drove the community out. And, you know, I think we really have to come to grips with that reality if we're going to really, as a people, do something.
But Miner is optimistic these rallies will lead to change.
We've already seen that because of these protests that we've seen charges from the police, and it represents a really big turning point in these movements. We had something like this in 2015 with Ferguson, but it didn't get the power it needed. And unfortunately for the people to be listened to, a police precinct had to be burned down and revolts had to take across all over the country. And if that's what it has to come to, that's what it has to come to. And I think the people are beginning to wake up and realize that.
Sarah Gray says she supports a revolution and defunding police, finding ways to keep communities safe without what she calls, quote, violence and militants.
I would say that our police system, I mean, they need to at least defund themselves enough to fund the social services that we need here. We have immense community problems, and I feel like our city budget is going to our police when it should be going to social workers.
This was the first protest her friend Erica, who didn't want her last name used, had attended.
This is the first time I've actually spoke out against like any black issues altogether. I've always kind of been the one silent in the back of the room. But I've had a couple interactions with the cops where I could have been a victim. And I don't want that to happen to me or any of my black friends, my black brothers, or my black sisters. If we protest out here, we show them that this entire city has an issue. It's not just black people. It's not just the people that are being killed by cops. It's everyone that sees it's an issue.
She hopes the rallies will raise awareness of what she calls, quote, much needed change.
I have been flipped off by cops just for being in my car for no other reason, just me being black. They saw me, and yes, it was a Springfield cop. I don't have to do anything for them to be threatened by the color of my skin. I just have to be present. And I've been stopped by cops for speeding, even though I was riding my brake and other things. And he comes to his car with his gun, like, in hand. I, unarmed, have no idea what's going on, have no idea why I've been stopped. But he sees that I'm black, he automatically puts his hand on his gun, and that's not okay.
Erica was heartened by the large numbers of people who attended Saturday's rally. She said it gives her a small bit of hope. She feels maybe police officers need more education on how to deal with de-escalating situations without the use of force.
Can you hear me in the back? Are you mad? Are you ready for time?
After spending time on the square listening to speakers, the group gathered at Park Central East and marched to the Martin Luther King Jr. Bridge, where they kneeled for a time. Springfield police blocked off roadways for the marchers. A rally organizer told those in the crowd that it's time to start breathing for those that can't breathe. The group then proceeded to Springfield City Hall and the Springfield Police Department. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.